Listening 16. Our house, flat. I live in a four-room flat in a housing estate not far from the town centre. It is a block of flats with four stories. We live on the fourth floor, and unfortunately there is no lift. There are no garages either, and very few parking places, so sometimes my dad has to park our car quite far from the main door. The surroundings of our house are quite nice, as there are a lot of trees and lawns everywhere. But you have to mind where you step, because there are many dogs around, and their owners mostly don't clean up their droppings. Our housing estate generally looks nice. A lot of grey buildings now have a new coloured facade. There is also a good connection to both the centre and the railway station. Quite a few bus lines serve the area. The biggest room in our flat is the living room, which has a sofa, some furniture, and a balcony where my mum grows a lot of plants. One of the corners of the living room is also used as a study and has a desk with a computer on it. Next to it is my parents' bedroom, which has a double bed and wardrobes. This room is quite small, the same size as mine and my sister's room. I used to share my room with my older brother, but since he left, it has been only mine. All the rooms open into the kitchen, which is rectangular in shape and not very spacious. There is just enough space for the kitchen unit, a smaller dining table, a fridge and a pantry, which is rather a cupboard for food. There is also a small bathroom with a bathtub, a basin and a toilet. There is a small utility room next to the entrance hall. We can also store some things down in the cellar. Here we keep our bicycles, skis, my father's tools, and potatoes and stewed fruit in winter. It must be very nice to live in a house with a beautiful garden, preferably with a swimming pool. You can go out and have a swim whenever you want, and you can read in the garden or just relax. You can also hold barbecue parties for your friends. I'd really love to live in a house, but it must be hard work too. I know from my friends who live in a house that they have to help much more than I have to. For instance, they have to mow the lawn, which might take an hour and has to be done every week. It is also more expensive to live in, especially with the heating bills in winter, and difficult to maintain, as there is always something that needs repairing. Living in a flat is more convenient and less expensive, but there is no privacy. You must be quiet at night or the neighbours may complain. It's also difficult to keep pets in a flat. I have to help my mum do the cleaning every week. It's usually Friday afternoon, when our flat has to be clean and tidy. My sister and I dust the furniture in our rooms, water the plants, and hoover the carpet. My mum does the rest. She cleans the bathroom, does the washing, and mops the floor. Sometimes, when it's our turn, we also have to do the stairs in our building. At other times, we change the bed linen, clean the windows, and wash the curtains, and then someone has to iron them. We hang the clothes out to dry on our balcony. We also regularly take out the rubbish, clean our parrot's cage, and of course, wash up and dry the dishes. I wish we had a dishwasher. My room is square and quite small. The walls are covered with blue and white wallpaper. On the floor, there is a wall-to-wall carpet. There is one window just opposite the door. Below the window is the radiator. To the right of the door is a bunk bed. My brother used to sleep on top, but now we store duvets and eiderdowns there. On my bed there is a pillow covered by a brown bedspread. Between the bed and the window is a wardrobe, which is always full. On the opposite side there is a bookcase, some furniture, and a desk with a chair.